from just outside the executive boardroom. You're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heaser. Every other month, Southwest Airlines recognizes employees for going above and beyond the call of duty. And the things that employees are nominated for range from just being really, really nice to a customer, doing a little something extra, all the way to saving somebody's life. Well, I sat down with two winners, Karen and Sarah, who were nominated together, and talked to them about what they did to receive this award. Here it goes. Every other month, Southwest Airlines recognizes employees. It's called Winning Spirit. And I went to this the Winning Spirit Award today, and sitting with me is Karen and Sarah. And where do you guys work, Sarah?
I'm in Denver.
And you work at the airport?
I do.
And I work at the Customer Support Center in Phoenix.
Formerly known as Reservations.
Right.
I started as a res agent, and I'm stuck in my head. I still call it Reservations. I have to break that habit, bad Steve. But tell me, Karen, what was the story? What was the what made you guys get nominated for this award?
It was all about a story that I had received a phone call from a grandmother about her family coming out to visit her, and she explained to me that her granddaughter has a terminal illness, and she has more or less a bucket list of things she would like to do while she can. And one of the items she had chosen was she wanted to fly on a plane, she wanted to ride a train, and in North Carolina, where she was going, she wanted to see a firefly and a waterfall. So we put together some ideas. I let Denver know, you know, that she'd be traveling out of their airport that day. And I had sent a bracelet of some of those things on her bucket list. And Sarah was contacted, and she just took the ball and ran with it and just gave an outstanding day.
So you took the phone call and learned this information about the passenger flying. And then to Sarah, you sent Sarah some
a bracelet.
Mm-hmm. and a couple of things. And then you took it over and did what with it?
Well, I contacted the little girl and asked her what all she wanted to do, and one of her dreams was actually not only to ride on the airplane, but to sit in the cockpit. So we found one of our wonderful pilots who wasn't even going to North Carolina, but they agreed to take her down on the plane. They had gotten there extra early, and while I held the baby that was with them, they got to sit in the cockpit and play with the buttons and make noises. And
now, I guess we should say the plane was not flying at the time.
The plane was not flying at the time. No, it wasn't.
So I guess they couldn't have allowed that. FAA wouldn't permit that. But they let her get in the
yes.
cockpit while the plane was on the ground.
Yes, and they took hundreds of pictures, and it was just very special because, you know, here she was. She knew what was going on in her life, and it was just something special to her. And I'm just appreciative. I've worked for a company that, you know, able to point out one special customer and, you know, give her what she wished for.
And by chance, have you heard back from her?
No, I haven't.
So. Is it important for you to hear back from when you do stuff like that?
No, not at all. We know that she had a special day and a lot of her dreams were fulfilled. So that's enough.
Well, gosh. Of course, I'm a guy. Guys don't cry, but I'm I'm getting kind of choked up here, you know, because I as a res agent, you know, as a former res agent. See, that's correct. I can say that.
It's the neat thing about working for us is that you have that opportunity, and you're expected to show your human nature and your human side. And we're just blessed that we saw a need and saw somebody special that we could help, and we were not only encouraged to do it, but expected to do it.
And appreciated here publicly. Gary, our CEO, and a couple other officers were there, and other people from throughout the system. This is not just for you two or your departments. It's for any employee doing anything above and beyond the call of duty. And thank you very much for your employment here at Southwest Airlines.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Bye now. Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2010. The Winning Spirit Award winners have indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.